This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At the stroke of midnight tonight, authorization is set to expire for America's Export-Import Bank. Among other things, this is the government outfit that lends money to encourage American-made exports. Some Republicans who don't like government meddling in markets can't stand that bank. Supporters say it fills an important need for companies of many sizes. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at what this deadline means.
When the clock turns 12, the EXIM Bank, as it's known, won't quite turn into a pumpkin because it's funded through the end of September. But once its authorization expires tonight, it can continue its existing loans, but it can't make new ones. Representative Jim Jordan, a Republican from Ohio, thinks the bank amounts to corporate welfare and sees opportunity in tonight's expiration.
To restart this thing, it's one thing to reauthorize it. That's happened, I think, like 16 different times in the 80-year history of this bank. It's another thing to restart it once it's already expired.
But the bank's proponents say even the uncertainty leading up to tonight's lapse has already hurt American businesses. Miriam Shapiro is with the consulting firm Summit Strategies and a former deputy U.S. trade representative.
The winner here is China and other countries that are going full steam ahead with their own export credit agencies and taking advantage of the opportunity to see EXIM lapse.
Shapiro's hoping Congress will reauthorize the bank after the July 4th holiday. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.